Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
By now, I hope you've had a good start into this new year. Like so many other years, you'll likely find yourself wearing down at some point. First, you're not alone. Second, the key is to get in front of that reality. In this content, we look at the need for a heart lift when you're weary. Plus, we identify what it looks like to pursue a heart lift. Well, I'm pretty sure you've been there, just like I have. You have a great start to a year, a project, a new job, or a change of seasons. Plus, you've invested your heart into what you're committed to. And then it hits. You're weary. It could be fatigue, perhaps a pileup of issues. Health or relationship problems is another contributor. Actually, not getting enough rest can wear you down. Naturally, the key question is, what should I do about it? In essence, you need guidance and good action points to manage the state of being weary. But first, let's define terms. What is a heart lift? Heart lift isn't a term commonly used these days. In fact, it's not even in the dictionary. However, it is descriptive. So what is a heart lift? Well, I suppose we could start with a very basic definition. It's a lifting of your heart. Nevertheless, it's much more than that. For example, a heart lift means so many of these things. You lift up your countenance. You practice cheer even when you don't feel like it. You hang on to your sense of humor. Plus, set your heart on God. Also, renew and refresh yourself in God's love. You also reboot your perspective. You determine you will find God's way through your situation because He is with you. Also, you trust the Lord implicitly, even when that faith goes against human logic. And finally, you complete whatever He has put before you, knowing He will supply all you need. So, you see, a heart lift involves God doing something. However, it also involves you doing specific things. Okay, so some great questions. Defining terms helps you know what to do to get a heart lift. Subsequently, how good are you at defining terms? Additionally, how practiced are you at lifting your heart? And the final question, what's your first tendency when you are weary? So those really are some great questions. How good are you at defining terms? How practiced are you at lifting your heart? And what's your first tendency when you're weary? Those are helpful questions to consider as you examine the state of your heart and how to manage it, especially if you sense a nosedive might be right around the corner. Essentially, meditating on questions and looking for practical responses sets you up for healthy life management, namely, to do the following 5 things. First, self-examination. Then, self-accountability. Following that, self-reporting. Number 4, self-adjustments. And then number 5, absolute commitment to rely on God to do what you can't. So again, that list is self-examination, self-accountability, self-reporting, self-adjustments, and absolute commitment to rely on God to do what you can't. So you see from that list that you're doing some things, and so is God. After all, this is a partnership. God works, and you work. Most people would agree that stress is a part of life. It's not necessarily bad. After all, some of the world's best structures and bridges are held securely with points of stress. At the same time, the culmination of life stresses can become unhealthy. Here are some scenarios where too much stress can be unhelpful. Here's the first one. Perhaps you feel discouraged standing alone for what is right. Or how about this one? Maybe you grow weary as too often you must draw a line in the sand with others. Or this one. Although resolved, you may be tired as you work to run a strong race. And then there's this. Do you feel lonely trying to do the right thing yet again? Or this one. Perhaps you have been misunderstood and misjudged. Then, unbelievably, some people can grow cold toward you for no good reason. And finally, sometimes just going after what each day holds can look mountainous. These kinds of scenarios take a toll on your heart. Plus, it's hard when you see few results after pouring out everything you have. Even if you've experienced good traction, the reality of continual demands and stress can add up in daily stuff. Stress can become much more challenging to manage in situations you never dreamed could happen. Sadly, there are times you feel you are living in a war zone. Hey, the good news? The Lord has words for you. Let's look at them. Interestingly, Jesus focuses on the very word we are focusing on, weary. Additionally, he focuses on another important word, heart. Notice where these words appear in various things that Jesus says. The first one is from Matthew 11:28. Look for weary and look for heart in each of these scriptures. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Number two, from Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Number three, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word, from Psalm 119, verse 28. Number four, from Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Number five, from 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And then the final one, number six, is from 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy. God seems to be very interested in the state of your heart. Simultaneously, he cares about your weariness. Frankly, he knows it's a fact of life. Thankfully, he wants to help you, number one, regain your equilibrium. Number two, increase your joy. Three, renew your spirit. Four, train you in wisdom and discernment to manage stresses. And number five, he wants to remind you he is very close to you when you are weary. So let's talk about your response back to Jesus. Okay, so those are words from God about your heart and being weary. However, you have a response to make back to the Lord. Notice the command to come to Jesus when you are weary. Also notice the promises he gives. Actually, Jesus fully intends to do certain things for you if you will only come to him when you're weary, worn out, tired, discouraged, and so on. Interestingly, here's the eye catcher we already mentioned. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, God promises to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. In other words, the most important thing you must do is simply this: fully commit your heart to God. Further, here are simple, logical, easy-to-do action points that God instructs you to practice. It's a little list, so here we go. First, stay in my word. It is power. Next, seek my face. I love you. After that, be courageous and confident in my training. I am faithful to you. How about this one? Keep developing godly character. Become like my son, Jesus. Next one, don't quit. I will empower you. And the final one, be willing to receive my heart lift. I still do miracles. Oddly, when you are at the end of yourself, you are at the beginning of God. This is where you find comfort, companionship, power and peace, and God's miraculous presence. Your overwhelming difficulties actually force you to hope in God, and this is the best place to be. Okay, I have three things for you to consider. First, are you aware that Jesus believes in you? Further, Jesus believes in God the Father, whom he serves and worships. Yes, Jesus is human to his very middle. Unthinkably, he also is God. Without fail, Jesus beautifully portrays worship and faith during his life on earth. And he believes that you can live a godly life even when you're weary. To know Jesus believes in you promotes a heart lift. Second, are you aware that God has a unique purpose for your life? As your designer, he knows you inside out. As you remain in him, you discover the ability to pursue a heart lift. Plus, you realize that you are most joyful when you focus on three things. Number one, doing what is right. Number two, doing what agrees with Scripture. And number three, pleasing God. As you pursue God, you actually find your life purpose. To be aware, God has a unique purpose for you that strengthens your heart. Okay, so the first two things we talked about is that, are you aware that Jesus believes in you? The second was, are you aware that God has a unique purpose for your life? Well, now the third one is, are you aware nothing escapes God's attention? Additionally, nothing ever surprises him. And finally, there is absolutely nothing God cannot manage. So, in conclusion, to remember that nothing escapes God's attention, that encourages you to come close to him. So we've had three summary statements so far. To know Jesus believes in you, which was our first point, that promotes a heart lift. To know and be aware that God has a unique purpose for you, that strengthens your heart. And then this final one that we just went through is to remember that nothing escapes God's attention encourages you to come close to him. Well, so what should you do? Here is a short list. First of all, stay close to Jesus. This is where you receive your best heart lift. Second, listen for his voice. As you hear God's still small voice, you'll hear comfort. Plus, he will guide you. Third one, obey the Lord in small and big things. As you do this, your life will become consistent and your heart will experience unexplainable peace. Number four, rejoice in all things. Life is more than your current weariness. Remarkably, rejoicing increases cheer in your heart, and it sets the table for a heart lift. It also is important to keep your sense of humor. So let's go over that four-point shortlist again. Stay close to Jesus, listen for His still small voice, obey the Lord in small and big things, and the fourth one, rejoice in all things. Here are some application thoughts and questions for you. First of all, do you need a heart lift right now? Second, are you managing your life through the following tactics that we went over? Self-examination, self-accountability, self-reporting, self-adjustments, and absolute commitment to rely on God to do what you can't. Alrighty, the third question is, what is your usual response to weariness? Number four, which scripture of Jesus' words means the most to you? And we did go over those in the content. You can kind of go back and reflect on those things. Number five, are you aware Jesus believes in you? Six, further, are you aware God has a unique purpose for your life? Seven, are you aware that nothing escapes God's attention? Eight, what are you doing to intentionally stay close to Jesus? Nine, are you listening for His still small voice? 10, have you been faithful to God in small and big things? 11, do you rejoice in all things? And number 12, are you keeping your sense of humor? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.